Earth and Sky.
Welcome to Clear Voices. I'm Jorge Salazar. The eyes of an infant can sparkle with a rush of new sights illuminating a young mind. But when do infants start to form memories, and how are their memories different from those of an adult? What's more, is it possible for an adult to remember learning to crawl or even being born? Patricia Bauer is professor and co-chair in the Department of Psychology and Neuroscience at Duke University. She spoke with me at the 2007 meeting of the American Association for the Advancement of Science in San Francisco. Dr. Bauer, how far back can a person remember their infancy?
Take a population of adults from Western culture. What you find is that the average age of earliest memory is somewhere between 3 and 3.5. But within any sample that you obtain of adults, what you'll find is that some adults will have memories from as early as the second year of life, and other adults will say that their earliest memory isn't until they were age 6 or 7 or 8. So there's enormous variability in the age of earliest memories. There are some individuals in a sample who will claim that they remember their birth, for example. As a scientist, I'm very skeptical of those types of reports because the neural circuitry that supports this type of autobiographical declarative memory on which these early memories depend, that neural circuitry is not sufficiently functionally mature at birth to support memories. It begins to coalesce, begins to be a presence to be accounted for at about 6 months of age. It undergoes enormous development over the first 2 years of life and continues to develop throughout the preschool years and even beyond. So if I want to put a bottom age, I'm going to say that I'm highly skeptical of events from the first year of life, but as individuals start moving into the second year of life, there is increasing credibility about those experiences.
How do scientists measure the memory of an infant?
We have to use nonverbal techniques, and some of the techniques, there are a variety of them. The technique that we use in my laboratory most typically is known as elicited or deferred imitation. We model for the child using props or objects. We model for the child an action or a sequence of actions, and then we invite the infant to imitate. So imagine that you had two nesting cups and a block. We show the infant, put the block inside one cup, cover it with the other cup, and shake that to make a rattle. That combination of actions is not something that occurs to infants spontaneously. But once they've seen us demonstrate that, they're able to reproduce it, both immediately and with increasing age, after longer and longer delays. And we can use that technique to then measure their memory throughout infancy, even before they have the language skills to participate in a verbal interview.
How are the memories of an infant different than the memories of an adult?
The memories are different in a number of ways. One of the most salient is that when we're talking about memory in infancy, we're not talking about a verbal memory. That is, I cannot interview, as you're interviewing me now, I cannot interview a one-year-old child to ask her what she remembers because she doesn't have the language abilities to tell me about it. So one of the ways that is very critically different is that infants show us what they remember as opposed to tell us what they remember. And we've devised a number of techniques to get at what infants remember. So the mode of expression is very different. In terms of what children remember, there actually are surprising continuities in what infants remember and very young children remember and what older children and adults remember. Adults, we remember events as having a beginning, a middle, and an end, and they typically have some interesting events that happen in the course of those events, and there's some outcome. Young infants are sensitive to the same types of structures in events. That is, that they are very sensitive to the beginning and the middle of the end of the nonverbal events that we show them and ask them to remember. And they are sensitive to the goals of events. So there's a great deal of continuity in what infants versus older children and adults remember, but dramatically different in terms of the mode of expression. There are also differences in the reliability and the robustness of infants' memories. That is, as adults, we can learn something on the basis of a single experience. Infants, it takes them a longer period of time to learn something new. So they might need you to show them something 2 times, 3 times before they're able to remember it, whereas older children and adults need a single experience.
Some of the findings that you presented today had to do with infants forming memories much earlier in life than previously thought, and about what you describe as a rate of forgetting.
We have to think about at least 2 parameters when you're thinking about memory and what determines memory. You have to think about the rate at which memories are formed, and you have to think about the rate at which memories are lost. One of the things that is seems to be increasingly apparent about the infancy and early childhood period is that the rate at which memories are formed is growing every day. That is, the children are learning new information, they're acquiring new memories, and their memories are richer and more contextualized and have more features in them. They're more detailed memories. So the rate of memory formation is growing. But the rate of loss of information is accelerated relative to that in adults. So adults are able to hold on to memories for a seemingly infinite period of time. We can remember the events of our lives well into our golden years. Whereas infants are losing memories at a faster rate, and that most likely has to do with a combination of factors, but critically it has to do with the status of the neural circuitry that supports memory, that it simply is not fully mature, therefore it's not functioning as effectively and efficiently as it does in adults, and as a result of that, it's not able to hold on to memories for as long as it will be able to once it's fully mature.
That was Duke researcher Patricia Bauer on the infant brain and memory. This has been an Earth and Sky podcast.
We're at earthsky.org.